Nolte, Wokatard Kumil Nanjiani Angry Only White Guys Play Villains. By John Nolte on January 9, 2023. Privileged, humorless affirmative action recipient and infamous Wokatard Kumil Nanjiani is always crybabying about something. Now he's mad because Hollywood's understandably terrified that members of the woke Gestapo, like Kumail Nanjiani, will get upset if someone other than a white guy is cast as a villain. Today's self-inflicted luxury problem from our uber-privileged millionaire class. I think that Hollywood now, even though they're trying to be more diverse, is still weird, the actor says. The problem, Nanjiani wagers, is that good intentions can sometimes lead to misguided solutions. If the bad guy is a brown guy, what message is that sending? And that's just as limiting as anything else, he says. I want to play more bad guys. Nanjiani would like a career as varied as his Marvel stablemate Sebastian Stan, who can flit from superhero to serial killer. Nanjiani watched Fresh, in which Stan plays a charming, organ-harvesting cannibal. He does these big Marvel movies, and then he'll play a psychopath. I was told that's going to be hard because people don't want to cast non-white people as bad guys. I'm sorry this is happening to you. Say, what's it like crying yourself to sleep on a bed made of gold and Kleenex made of million-dollar bills at night? You know, these anti-art Nazis have been running around for years, decades really, whining about typecasting, which has always been a lie. In popular culture, straight white guys have almost always been either the villain or the arch-villain behind the black or brown villains, C24. But now that woke McCarthyism, a religion Nanjiani spreads like Elmer Gantry on meth, has made movies and TV so predictable that skin color and sexual orientation automatically tell us who's virtuous and who's not. Now that Elmer Nanjiani got everything he wished for, he's still crybabying. What do you want? You have everyone terrified, Elmer. If they dare ask you to play a villain, much less, gasp, an Islamic terrorist, they have to worry, and not without cause, that they will end up in your Twitter blacklist barrel. Why would anyone risk their career, risk being called a Nazi for 3 days on GLAAL, asking someone as thin-skinned and grievance-addicted as you wokatards to play a villain? All of Nanjiani's movies flop, even his Marvel movie, but he still gets work, and he's still not happy. Cry me a river, pal. Cry me a river. I will, however, give Nanjiani credit for this. He does appear to be growing up, at least a little bit. When asked about Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino's criticism of Marvel movies, his answer was actually thoughtful and mature. I obviously love the movies Tarantino makes or Scorsese makes, and I may disagree with Scorsese's opinion on superhero movies, but I mean, who else has earned the right to have an opinion? If Scorsese hasn't earned the right to have an opinion on movies, then none of us should have an opinion on movies. Mostly, he seems a little perplexed. It's so strange that people get upset about it. Do we have a little personal growth happening here? Or is he just another mercenary actor hoping one of these legends will hire him? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.